series. Dancer lights a burner, and hands a second one to me. The generators buzz freshly, and the burner fills me with a similar haze as its smoke curls through my lungs.
Ares was a bastard, an evil patron of rage, violence, bloodlust, and massacre, he says.
So by naming yourselves after him, you're pointing to the truth of things within the society. Cute. Something like that. The Goals would prefer for us to forget history, and most of us have. I were never taught it. But I know how gold rose to power hundreds of years ago. They call it the Conquering. They butchered any who contested them. Massacred cities, continents. Not many years ago, they reduced an entire world to ash. Rhea. The Ash Lord nuked it to oblivion. It was with Ares' wrath that they acted. And now, we are the sons of that wrath. Are you Ares? I ask, voice hushed. Worlds. They've destroyed worlds. But Rhea is so much farther out from Earth than Mars. It's one of Saturn's moons, I think. Why would they nuke a world all the way out there?
No, I'm not Ares.
He answers. But you belong to him.
I belong to no one but Harmony and my people. I'm like you, Darrow. Born to a clan of earth diggers, miners from the colony Tyros. Only I know more of the world.
He frowns at my impatient expression.
You think me a terrorist?
I am not. No? I ask. He leans back and takes a drag on his burner.
Imagine there was a table covered with fleas, he explains. The fleas would jump and jump to heights unknown. Then a man came along and upturned a glass jar over the fleas. The fleas jumped and hit the top of the jar and could go no farther. Then the man removed the jar, and yet the fleas did not jump higher than they had grown accustomed, because they believed there to still be a glass ceiling.
He breathes out smoke. I see his eyes glow through it, like the ember tip of his burner.
We are the fleas who jump high.
Now, let me show you just how high. Dancer takes me down a rickety corridor, to a cylindrical metal lift. It's a rusty thing, heavy, and it squeals as we rise steadily upward.
You should know that your wife didn't die in vain, Darrow. The Greens who help us hijacked the broadcast. We hacked in and played the true version over every HC on our planet. The planet, the clans of the 100,000 mining colonies and those in the cities, have heard your wife's song.
You tell tall tales, I grumble. There aren't half that many colonies.
He ignores me.
They heard her song, and they called her Persephone already. I flinch and look over at him. No, that is not her name. She is not their symbol. She doesn't belong to these brigands with trumped-up names.
Her name is Io, I sneer. And she belongs to Lycos.
She belongs to her people now, Darrow. And they remember the old tales of a goddess stolen from her family by the god of death. Yet even when she was stolen, death could not forever keep her. She was the maiden, the goddess of spring, destined to return after each winter. Beauty incarnate can touch life even from the grave. That's how they think of your wife.
She's not coming back,
I say, to end the conversation. It is futile debating with this man. He just rolls on. Our lift comes to a halt, and we exit into a small tunnel. Following it, we come to another lift of sleeker metal, better maintained.
two suns guarded with scorches. Soon we're going upward again.
She will not come back, but her beauty, her voice, will echo until the end of time.
She believed in something beyond herself, and her death gave her voice power it didn't have in life.
She was pure, like your father. We, you and I,
he touches my chest with the back of his index finger,
are dirty. We are made for blood. Rough hands, dirty hearts. We are lesser creatures in the grand scheme of things, but without us men of war, no one except those of Lycos would hear Io's song. Without our rough hands, the dreams of the pure hearts would never be built.
Cut to the point, I interrupt. You want me for something.
You tried to die before,
Dancer says.
Do you want to do so again?
I want...
What do I want?
I want to kill Augustus, I say, remembering the cold, golden face as it commanded my wife's death. It was so distant, so uncaring.
He will not live while Io lies dead.
I think of Magistrate Paginus and Ugly Dan. I will kill them too.
Vengeance, then, he sighs.
You said you could give it to me.
I said I would give you justice.
Vengeance is an empty thing, Darrow.
It will fill me.
Help me kill the Arch-Governor.
Darrow, you set your sights too low.
The lift picks up speed. My ears pop. Up and up and up. How far does this lift rise?
The Arch-Governor is merely one of the most important golds on Mars.
Dancer hands me a pair of tinted glasses. I put them on tentatively as my heart tugs in my chest.
We're going to the surface.
You must widen your gaze.
The lift stops. The doors open. And I am blind. Behind the glasses, my pupils constrict to adjust to the light. When, at last, I'm able to open my eyes, I expect to see a massive